This is Assistive Tech, a research and development information program of the Georgia Radio Reading Service and the Georgia Tech Sonification Lab. I'm your host, Shai Shivers. Benjamin Davis is working as a human-centered computing PhD student at the Georgia Tech School of Psychology Sonification Lab. Benjamin discusses what he does in the sonification lab.
My work in the sonification lab has been to see how we can use research in auditory display to create interfaces where a student can use a typical laptop with some headphones and go ahead and build their own graphs without anything else.
There is a variety of tools to use when creating an auditorial graph. In addition, the lab has created their own tool that is called the Sonification Sandbox. Benjamin explains how the auditorial graph works.
There are some tools out there for creating auditory graphs already. The auditory graphing calculator, math tracks are out there, and we see those in schools for the blind. In addition, our own lab has a tool called the Sonification Sandbox, which allows that sort of work too. A typical auditory graph would sound something like da-da-da-da-da-da-da for a slowly increasing line, for example. So you can tell over time is kind of the x-axis, and then the pitch is the data value. So if the data value increases, the pitch increases. It got higher. If I sang da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, it sounded different. It sounded like it went up, and then it went down. So you could probably say some things like, it's not a line, it was increasing and then decreasing, and so on. Those are interesting, and they give very good indication that auditory graphs are useful for some trends, for being able to identify the family of graph, the direction of the slope, that sort of thing. A lot of work in the past 30 years has been focused on fleshing that out, and then also figuring out how to make auditory graphs. So these more recent tools, for example, the Sonification Sandbox, allows us to put in data points, XY pairs, for example, and then we can hear what it sounds like. Other tools that we've made and others have made allow you to put in a formula, and then you can hear what that says. And that's useful.
Benjamin thinks the model is more like a graphing calculator.
Putting in data points, and we're hearing it. Or we're putting in a formula, and we're hearing it. And students can definitely use something like that.
The Sonification Lab is in a test phase of this project. The Sonification Lab is an interdisciplinary research group based in the School of Psychology and the School of Interaction Computing at Georgia Tech under the direction of Professor Bruce Walker. The lab develops and evaluates auditorial and multimedia interface incorporating human factors in a display of information. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Assistive Tech for the Georgia Radio Reading Service, GARS. I'm Shai Shivers.